From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The World Health Organization says a new vaccine has proven effective against Ebola. WHO Assistant Director Dr. Marie Polkini said Friday that the vaccine so far has been 100% effective in trials conducted in Guinea.
So we hope that by continuing the trial with this modification, with doing all the vaccination immediately and also including younger people, we will be able to assist the Ebola response team bringing Ebola transmission to zero in Guinea.
The Ebola outbreak that swept through West Africa last year has killed more than 11,000 people, most of them in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. Reports from the town of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria say that at least 5 people are dead after a suicide bomber struck in Gamboru Market on Friday. Witnesses to Friday's bombing say a number of people were injured as well. Though no one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack, the region is a hotbed of Boko Haram activity. Boko Haram has carried out a string of such assaults in the area that have killed hundreds in recent weeks. The Afghan Taliban announced Friday that its Supreme Council has chosen Mullah Akhtar Mansour as the new chief of the insurgent group. The announcement came one day after the Taliban confirmed reports of the death of its founder, Mullah Omar. The new leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, served as a deputy to Mullah Omar and was the head of the Taliban's political and military affairs. On Thursday, the Pakistani government announced the group's ongoing peace talks with the Afghan government have been postponed following the Taliban's confirmation that Mullah Omar was dead. This is VOA News. Security issues will be a focal point for Secretary of State John Kerry as he meets with Egyptian officials in Cairo this weekend on the first leg of a 5-nation tour of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. A senior State Department official said the United States is deeply concerned about unrest in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, where an Islamic State-affiliated militant group has claimed responsibility for several deadly attacks. In a Friday briefing, the official said Egyptians are facing serious threats from Islamic State-linked militants, and the United States needs to support the country's efforts to achieve stability. The official said security would be among the issues that Mr. Kerry would discuss with Egypt's foreign minister on Sunday. Suspected Jewish settlers firebombed 2 homes in the Israeli-occupied West Bank Friday, burning a Palestinian toddler to death and wounding 4 family members. Israeli military spokesman Peter Lerner called the arson attack near the northern city of Nablus nothing short of a barbaric act of terrorism. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a rare call to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to assure him Israel will bring those responsible to justice.
I told him of this visit and of Israel's absolute commitment to fight this evil, to find the perpetrators, bring them to justice. We have to calm the spirits and recommit ourselves to our joint battle against terrorism and extremism.
The Palestinian Liberation Organization said it holds Mr. Netanyahu's government fully responsible for the attack. Hundreds of people joined protests, and there were sporadic clashes between Israelis and Palestinians as news of the 18-month-old child's death spread. The International Olympic Committee has chosen Beijing as the host of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games over Almaty, Kazakhstan, the only other contender in the bid for an increasingly expensive event. IOC President Thomas Bach announced the decision Friday during the committee's 128th session in Kuala Lumpur. Beijing hosted the Summer Olympics in 2008 and says that it will reuse many of those venues for the Winter Games. Kazakhstan had never hosted an Olympics. And China has expelled 73-year-old military leader Guo Bocheng from the ruling Communist Party, accusing him of corruption. He's one of the most senior military figures to be taken down by President Xi Jinping's wide-reaching anti-corruption drive. Chinese media say that Guo was removed from the party on Thursday and handed over to military prosecutors, a move anticipated since he was put under investigation earlier this year. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.